It's 5 minutes with me.
Ah, my good friends, listening to 5 minutes with Marco. And we're in the final week of our sub season called Nuggets, little collections of independent thoughts. Three of them today. Here we go. Nugget one. I can't stand it when I see youth workers trying to be hip, trying to be cool so students will like them. And part of why this bugs me so much is that I used to be like that. I tried so hard to be the kind of cool adult I thought students wanted. But somewhere along the road of youth ministry, I discovered that my uniquenesses, the things about me that make me different from you, they're a massive strength in my ability to connect with teenagers. And I saw this in other effective youth workers as well. One of my best volunteer youth worker over the years, one of my best volunteers that I ever worked with was a total geek. He was actually studying for a doctorate in theoretical chemistry, wore horribly geeky clothes and awful glasses, and was just a world-class nerd. But teenagers loved him, and it wasn't only the future geeky theoretical chemists who loved him. The students loved that he was real and authentic and not ashamed of who he was. I was reminded of this again a few years ago when speaking at a youth event, and I ran into an 87-year-old youth ministry volunteer whose youth pastor told me he's the best volunteer I have. That old guy could not possibly pass as hip and cool, maybe cool for his age at best, but that old guy gets this. He brings his authentic self to teenagers, and they love him. Embrace your oddity. Nugget two. One of my coaching program participants led us recently in a great exploration of what's necessary for a youth ministry to be truly safe for students to ask hard questions, to explore their doubts, and pursue the verbalization that research is telling us is so critical for faith formation. My very simple thoughts on this. First, state the safety of your group so often that students make fun of you for it. You can't just say one time, hey, we want this place to be safe. Like most things you'll say, that will connect with the one teenager who happens to be wondering if the group is safe, and she probably won't believe you, but she'll notice that you said it. You have to state this intention over and over and over and over again to the point of annoyance, but also to the point of the very statement being part of your group's culture. Then ruthlessly prove it. Enforce a zero tolerance policy on your own reactions, making sure you never cut someone off who's trying to share, never guilt or shame, never get passive aggressive. Don't allow it from others either, other teenagers or leaders. Prove that your incessant promises of safety were genuine. And now a third nugget for your soul. I want to encourage you before I read you this one to maybe close your eyes and just take a momentary break from whatever you're doing other than listening. And because I think this could bless you. Several years ago, Youth Cartel author Steve Case, a veteran youth worker, wrote this beautiful prayer of blessing for our staff after a hard season. And I read it again the other day, and I'd love you, youth worker, to receive this as a blessing on your head. Creator and rejuvenating God, your servants are tired. They have walked across a desert for you, and now they stand weary and sweating and cracked and dust caked. Take a balloon, God, one of those big ones with all the colors, and hook it up to some heavenly spigot. Let them stand together and rest. Let them know it's okay to stop running, lifting, pulling, tugging, straining, hurting, twisting, forcing. Let them stand and wait as the balloon swells with your sweet water. Let them take this moment and close their eyes and tilt their heads back and outstretch their arms. When the water bursts, let it pour down. Not in a drizzle, not in a sprinkle, not like drips from a sponge, not even a pouring. Let it be a deluge. Let it be a drenching of your love and presence. May they stand in the center of a waterfall of God-sized buckets of sweet, rejuvenating water. Let them stand firm and feel the washing away of the stress. Let every speck of collected dust be washed away. Let this pouring, torrential, filling, wind-stormed, surging, inundating floodgate leave them standing refreshed and ready for what is to come. Let them shake water from their hair and feel sweet relief. Amen.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.